On the Medford Coaches Show, our thanks to KSW Roofing and Heating, Horizon Eye Care, and Hy-Vee Foods of Owatonna, Jerome Johannes, football coach for the Tigers, and St. Clair Loyola. And I know they're a good team. They had a great season last season. Medford Tigers looking to be a pretty good team as well. You guys had a very fine season a year ago, Jerome, and a 34-6 season opening win for Medford. And how did all that happen?
You know, they are. St. Clair's an outstanding team, and we knew that they're bringing their offensive line essentially intact from a year ago. So we were pretty concerned about their run game that they were going to bring. And so we focused really hard on their run. And to start out the game, they got us on the very first play of the game. They hit a 68-yard pass on a post to kind of kick things off. And I think that was, you know, first game jitters and just a really, it wasn't a great read by our cornerback. But they got off on the board 6-0 right to start the game. But right after that, our offense and defense just kind of like settled down a little bit. We were able to put together a scoring drive to take the lead 7-6. And from that point, our defense just really clamped down. Our starting varsity gave up only 32 yards rushing, and after that pass, only 101 yards passing. So they really really focused in after that first play and just played a heck of a game.
Was there an adjustment, or what was it that the defense did that shut them down as they did?
There was no adjustment. Like our cornerback just he made a misread on covering the guy, and after that he just played lights out. We put him out there and he kept everything in front of him. Every catch that they had against him, and it was an immediate tackle. So it was just one of those first game of the season, and he just didn't read it right and got beat. But it was great to see Ernie to able to just kind of shrug that off and just played football for the rest of the game.
Offensively, what stands out about Medford's performance?
You know, I think our offensive line is what stands out. Those five guys up front did an amazing job. I think that was one of our biggest question marks coming into this season. Having graduated three seniors, mm-hmm. we just really didn't know who was going to step up. But this offensive line is probably one of the best offensive lines I've coached. Jerome Chavis rushed for 166 yards and a touchdown. Josiah Hedinson rushed for 82 yards and a touchdown. And Willie Von Rudin rushed for 85 yards and three touchdowns. So we had 337 yards rushing against, again, this defensive line and offensive line from St. Clair that's awfully big and awfully good. And we did a great job of just being able to do different things in the backfield and get the yards when we needed it.
Offensive linemen don't necessarily get their names mentioned a lot, so what about an opportunity here? Maybe mention the main guys who were up front for you on Friday night?
Yeah, absolutely. It's Gavin Hermes at left tackle, left guard is Juan Gaiman, center is Zach Wetmore, right guard is Braden Beatty, and right tackle is Brendan Hoffman. And they did it on the offense and the defensive side of the ball. You know, giving up only 32 yards rushing was also fantastic. And this is a team that we gave up 300 yards rushing last year. But just to keep them to 32 yards, that varsity defense, I mean, they really just controlled the line of scrimmage and beat them up a little bit.
I saw your tweet regarding Logan. Can you tell me about that?
Yeah, 2 years ago, Logan Plushcourt was diagnosed with Hodgkin's lymphoma right at the beginning of the season 2 years ago, and he had gone through several rounds of chemo. It did come back, and then last season took him out again through chemo and that. And so now I believe he has one more round of chemo, but he got the clearance from the doctors to play this season, and it was just awesome to get him into the game. And being able to be part of that victory, and it was kind of a special moment for me, just because that's kind of when things all started. But then to be able to get him in, that was a pretty special moment.
When did that happen in yesterday's game, and how the fans react?
Towards, Yeah, towards the end of the game, we were able to get him out on offense and that, and he's worked extremely hard over the last couple of seasons, and like I said, the guy is one of the bravest kids I've known. He's such a good kid.
I imagine the fans, it had to be an emotional moment. Fans appreciated that too.
I think so. I think that our teammates did probably quite a bit too, as they're able to see him get on the floor in the field and that, and just were cheering him on.
Well, fantastic scenario then regarding that. As far as next week goes for the Tigers, Jerome, a game at Lewiston Altura. This will be one of those new teams on your schedule, at least this season. Do you know these guys well?
We played them a couple years ago, and they were awfully good team. I mean, last year they had 22 seniors on their team, and of course playing in a district that has Caledonia, St. Charles, Dover Yota, some really good 2A teams. So they're shifting over. So if anything, we know that they are battle-tested. We know that, that over the last couple of years they had run the wing tee, so we know that misdirection. We just got to be able to read our keys and just knowing what Lewiston will bring. They're just going to be extremely solid. They beat Waterville last night 27-20. And so anytime a team beats Waterville, I mean, they're a good team, so we have to get back out on Monday and start from scratch and really prepare for a good team.
All right, a good opener last night for the Medford Tigers, 34-6 over St. Clair Loyola. Jerome, I appreciate the time. Good luck on the road trip next week.
Yes, thank you very much.
All right, Coach's Show, Medford Tigers, KRFO and the KRFO app.